You're listening to Consider This, episode 112, for July 13, 2015.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. We're going back into the courtroom this time on Consider This, the podcast where my opinions take a lot less time to listen to than the typical Supreme Court ruling, just 10 minutes or less. I'm Doug Payton, and I'm glad you have all decided to come into chambers and hear what I have to say. If you have a friend of the court brief you'd like to submit, or even an enemy of the court brief, or perhaps a haven't quite decided whether or not I like the court brief, file them by phone at 267-CALL-CT0 or in writing at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. More ways to get your thoughts to me at the end of the episode. That's CT as in crazy talk. The Supreme Court ruling that made same-sex marriage the law of the land. That's coming up. In fact, that's coming up right now. In June of 2013, the Supreme Court's liberals declared that the Defense of Marriage Act, which was passed by Congress and signed by President Bill Clinton, was unconstitutional because, as they said, the power of the individual state in defining marriage is, quote, of central relevance, close quote. And the decision to grant same-sex couples the right to marry is, quote, of immense import, close quote. Basically, it's the state and not the federal government which should determine what marriage is and license accordingly. 2 years later, to the day, those same liberals overrode those immensely important marriage laws in 14 states and proclaimed same-sex marriage from the federal bench. And it once again proves something I've said on this podcast so many times. For the left, it is all about politics. Constitutional matters, federalism, and some supposed regard for the rule of law, all of it take a back seat in order to get their political agenda passed. The individual state's ability to define what marriage is of central relevance right up until it isn't. Chief Justice John Roberts, in his dissent, noted this, quote, "This court is not a legislature. Whether same-sex marriage is a good idea should be of no concern to us," close quote. Right. That's what the states were allowed to determine on their own. And in fact, it was going that way. As I said, only 14 states were left holding out on traditional marriage. I will say, as an aside, that this thought by Roberts that the court is not a legislature was rather ironic given his previous rewriting of Obamacare just the day before. It's like
two
Supreme Court justices
in one.
Let me ask you this. Which would have been better? Should the court have allowed same-sex marriage to work its way through the culture, gaining support as it had been doing, or do what it did and just impose it by judicial fiat? Before you answer, consider how well that worked for abortion. It is still a hard-fought battle in the culture and in the state legislatures as well. Rather than let it organically happen democratically, abortion was imposed, and the backlash has been with us ever since. I oppose abortion. And I also oppose a government that will override me and my state's right to govern ourselves. I oppose same-sex marriage, but again, the court's liberals, and if I may, it seems that liberals in general, have no problem holding state law immensely important one day, and the next day overruling them, so long as their political agenda is served. As I mentioned in the previous episode, the process is just as important as the outcome, and the process, both here and with the Obamacare ruling, are deeply flawed and set bad precedent for future courts to reinterpret words and override the will of the people. There have been many predictions about what comes next. Some on the pages of Time magazine are already pushing polygamy. That effort has been going on for years, but it got a boost with this ruling. There are also those already calling for the abolishing of tax-exempt status for religious institutions, churches, and religious schools that won't teach the liberal orthodoxy about same-sex marriage or won't perform them. These are likely coming down the road. But as Eric Erickson noted in one of the plethora of links in the show notes, the first thing to come will be silence. The day of the ruling, a newspaper in Pennsylvania said they wouldn't print letters to the editor on that topic anymore. I have a friend who, when asked what the Bible says about homosexuality, gave a straight answer, so to speak, and was immediately pounced on for being bigoted and hateful. You don't have to thump anyone with a Bible anymore. It just has to be in the room for someone to claim you're evil. So silence will fall. But just because you don't hear a particular opinion anymore doesn't mean it's not there. However, if a baker or a photographer can be put out of business for not participating in a same-sex wedding, how much more of a target are those churches that won't perform them for what five justices have now deemed is a fundamental right? With the Obamacare and the same-sex marriage rulings, the court has done two things. It has taken power away from you at both the federal and the state level. If you ever complained that Washington, D.C. was unresponsive to the needs of the people, the Obamacare ruling should bother you at the very least. That is, unless you're celebrating the topic of the ruling, then the process is likely nothing you're concerned about, at least what I've seen. I've seen it on my Facebook feed. However, from this day forward, federal agencies like the IRS, all the way up to the president, don't have to restrain themselves to the actual wording of the laws Congress passes. Obamacare said you got subsidies through exchanges established by the states, but an unelected federal agency changed that. Your representatives, and by extension you, have lost more influence. The government can do what it wants. And if you ever complained that your state government was unresponsive to the needs of the people, the same-sex marriage ruling should bother you too. But again, the winners are too busy celebrating to see how this too has erased their influence and yours at the state level. It takes just five Supreme Court justices to invalidate anything a state does. Vote however you want. Call your state representative as much as you want. But in the end, a majority of nine unelected justices get the final say for over 320 million people. One man, one vote indeed. If you celebrate these rulings, and if you've ever been a proponent of power to the people, or you've ever put forth the idea that every vote should count, you've either not been paying attention, or have no idea what those phrases even mean. At least, I really hope that this all can be explained by ignorance and apathy, because the alternative is worse, willful misuse of the founding principles of this country. And that will bring us down faster than any law you can pass. The left loves the platitude, government is just another name for the things we choose to do together. Of course, by the phrase choose to do together, they mean use a panel of nine lawyers to force everyone to do what they want. Platitudes are useful in the meantime, but in the end, for the left, it is all about politics. Well, that's where I stand. How about you? Are you standing tall, or is this something you just can't stand? Let's keep the conversation going. My website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, is the place to get in touch with me and with each other. And especially stop by to look at the many links I've put up there. Lots of good information to keep you aware of the ripples that this Supreme Court ruling will have for years to come. To make it easier, I've created a special URL to find this episode's show notes in the future. Go to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com/same-sex-marriage. That'll take you right there, where you can find the transcript and a place to discuss this with other listeners. Of course, you can always leave a message on the voicemail feedback hotline at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, or toss me an email at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. Thanks for listening. I appreciate all of you out there, including those who may disagree with me. I love all my listeners, but especially those who are willing to get out of their comfort zone and consider this.